Sundry. Following the resignations of the local recreational hockey league's leadership, a meeting is being held tonight to appoint new members, even if only in an interim capacity. Both Nadine Perry, the Sundry Rec Hockey Association's now former president, as well as Amy McDonald, former vice president, posted on the organization's social media on Saturday, March 2, their intentions to step down effective immediately. Each expressing in two separate social media posts their regret at announcing their resignations, both Perry and McDonald said they felt they had acted in the best of their abilities toward ensuring youth have the opportunity to play and that they were proud of their efforts to do just that. However, both wrote that they felt the board was being undermined. It is a constant battle of disrespectful actions, and disregard for any decision made by the board, Perry and McDonald both wrote in their separate posts. It is very disheartening that so many parents have complained and been upset, but not once did they ask to come to a meeting, or become a member of the board to help us out, both wrote. It takes a village and, if, the rest of the village seems to know so much better, then it's time for them to step up as I cannot continue to battle this battle anymore. They both also cited their mental health as having taken a toll as a result of their commitment to serving the board. Hockey has taken over my life up to this point and I haven't been fair to myself or to my family, reads part of their posts. Both also stood firmly by their service to the Sundry Rec Hockey Association's board. I do not have a single regret of what we have done and I'm proud of what we have done, they each stated in their posts. The absence of a president and vice president has prompted the association to schedule a meeting to appoint replacements. With the resignation of our president and vice president, we are in desperate need of people to step up and fill those positions, even if it's just temporary, Sean McNeil, U18 coach and a past president, wrote in a post that was also shared on March 2 after the resignations were made public. If they aren't filled right away then the season can't continue, wrote McNeil. The meeting is scheduled for tonight, Friday, March 8 at the Sundry Community Center's boardroom starting at 7 p.m. Perry and McDonald also wrote that they both intend to provide steering guidance for whoever steps up to fill the position next to ensure as smooth a transition as possible. I truly want what's best for the kids and all I've wanted is them to have a successful year, said McDonald,